Now you must be thinking Reverend Virginia is really stretching the Easter message today. What is she thinking? I am thinking. You see, there's history and prehistory. There are stories of life and death and more life flooding to fill the spaces left. That's the story of the earth. Despite all of our fear and denial, life and death happens. The news we've been hunting and hoping for is this. The Eastering surprise is that after life and death comes more of the same. The fact that life goes on with or without our individual selves is a powerful testament to something bigger. Something bigger than our little, short-lived, ego-filled selves. The fact is that everything we know will eventually pass. All the terrible news, the political intrigue, the tragedies we cannot prevent, everything, all of it is temporary. We too will pass in our time. The tears and laughter and craziness of life in all its particular beauty, the taste and texture of it, all of it has a shelf life. Like the dinosaurs, we are all already extinct. Causes some of us to cry. It's true. That is how the story of life always ends, though. The good professor told us. The good news is it's also the story of how life begins. Something dies so that something else can live. I think it's safe to assume that humans could not have lived and thrived in a world where dinosaurs roamed, despite Michelle's very imaginative images. Anthony, our good professor, learned all that information by studying the fossilized bones of long-dead creatures. While we are fascinated by them, I think our lives are a little safer knowing they lived in the past. Humans and dinosaurs were not meant to coexist. Humanity would not have thrived and evolved as it has without the accident of the dinosaurs' extinction here on Earth. So here we are. Millions of years have passed, and the Earth is now our home. It remains to be seen if we're smart enough to keep it habitable and safe for our human descendants. The Easter question for the Earth now is, will it be able to sustain human life as our climate changes? Will humans love this Earth enough to live with it like it is sacred, and that it is at its ongoing viability matters deeply to us? Will we choose to live within its laws and protect our home, or will we choose to destroy it? The Easter question for Jesus was not, what does my death mean, but what does my life mean? Will we remember to do as he taught and lived and make loving the only law that matters? The Easter question for each of us is the same. What does my life mean? Will the fullness of our being, no matter how brief, leave behind the sense of love and growth and beauty or the stench of cruelty and hate? The fact is, the earth is forever turning. Easter is always about to break. Spring comes and our hearts open. It may take some faith to believe in it, but today, the facts are plain. In the very, very big picture, the one where the earth itself is renewed, our small efforts towards peace will only have an effect because we are human animals and that we are a small part of that great story. We are not the whole story, but we are a part of it. The great story is one of life and death and life again. So I declare today that this is cause for celebration. Bring on the flowers, the eggs, the hallelujahs, and the praise for this earth. bring on what makes us feel alive again. The earth is turning. May we at last cease to worship death and embrace life and the renewal that is always about to be. Amen. Yes. Can I get another amen?
And now please rise.